We do not like intelligence. We use it. We make it secondary. We use it as a tool, but we don't believe in it for one simple stuff. This is what should be always clear for you. Why? Because it doesn't take responsibility. That was what Satan did, remember? Adam said, we did it to ourselves. He said, you wanted it, it happened. And he was correct. But we are not looking for correctness. He was impolite. That's not the way to talk to beloved. Why? Because here we're talking about exception, not the rule. Rule belongs to intelligence, exception is out of that. So, he said, this Satan is in me, isn't it? Where is it? Where is the Satan? Do you think it's up there? Down there? Where is the Satan? Here in me. He's accompanying us. The breath is in me. Eve is in me. Satan is in me. The apple is in me. And I'm that guy. And we said, this path starts with being responsible. The first mouth out of the Adam is accepting the responsibility. That's how our story goes, right? So, Satan is in me. What shall I do? I go through the fire. Satan is in love with the fire. He will remain in the fire. I come out on the other side, purified. The Satan will burn out. What does that mean? It means to go to paralyze, I go through hell. Why do I do that? Because it's a cheap price to pay for paralyze, going through hell. That's how it goes. I go through pain to achieve that step. I want this intelligence in me to burn out. So I go through the fire. What is the fire that this intelligence wants? Do you remember what we did to the handmaiden? Handmaiden was in love with the goldsmith. This is good for that. Give it to that. Let's my brain work with the economy of my life. But I have a life to live. It's not all economy. Economy is just making this life easier. So what? This one belongs there. He said, you have to go through the fire. But now let me tell you something. Because, are you listening? Because he said, this is the secret I want to open for you. The secret is this. The power is not mine. It comes from somewhere else. Me? I understand that all these transformed people, they are transformed by your power. And they declare that it happened to us. How? By going through the fire. And if you go through the fire, fire will be cold to you. Fire will not burn the Abraham, because Abraham is ready to go through the fire. Listen, this is the moment when you want to enrich yourself to understand the unity, the connectivity. We are all in it. But look around you. You will see that the people, they cannot understand this unity. They believe in the illusion of this, which is saying that there is me and the rest of the universe. What a funny separation. It says, listen, the people, they are narrow-minded, so they will not get it. That narrow-mindedness will be cured when you see how, like the mountain, remember, of the Moses. When does it happen? When you are the mountain that every day Moses will climb up. When you become good. When you become good, first of all, you will become a good listener. Do you remember first word I said was listen, right? How could you become a better listener? You. Zip! Simple. Zip it. And by zip it, I didn't mean only this. I mean that chatter. Zip it up. Then you will listen. Because I'm going to tell you the secret. And this secret is for you. What does it mean for you? It means for each one of you who are at this step. It's not for the others. And do not think about it even. You arrive up to here. You ready? I want to give you a secret. Do not chatter. Look around you. What do you see? Is that when you look around, you will see eating and being eaten. All around you. And I have seen billions of them, and I cannot talk about all of that. So, we let go of these billions and billions of separated identities that are eating each other, killing each other, and blah, blah, blah. Let me talk about this other group. This other group, they are totally different. First of all, there are 100,000. But they are only one. No differences. None of them is better or worse. None of them. They are not equal, but they are equal. Because this is what that quality is all about. And this you will, you could understand. You could swallow this, really, that there is no difference between Rumi and Shams. There is none. And this, you should swallow, because this is a deep meaning. But you don't have the truth for the meaning, because you're looking for form. Remember, we talked about form and the essence. Meaning is something that will come to you when you stop this chattering and thinking about the body. When you stop this chattering, the meaning will come to you. This one, the taste of this one is towards what? This one. Earth. This is the earth eater. And this will make you sick. You should let go of this. How? Make a little bit room. Stop the so-called thinking. Make a new place for new understanding you're going to get. The new understanding has a price to pay. You have to learn to chew, to swallow, to digest all of that. And for that, we are here to help, but you must do something first. You must stop the last period. Stop drinking the milk. Because what I was given to you was something really ready to do this. Now I want to go to the real subjects, which is, what is the real subject here? You, your ego, your Pharaoh, your Moses. He said, I want to go to your story now, but remember, you should not listen to it the way you were listening to book two. In book two, you were supposed to look at it with a critical view and understand it. here I want to talk about things that are not really understandable, but you have to look for them and find them. So our life depends on stopping this milk drinking. When you're a beginner, you need the milk. They should prepare everything and feed you. Now, you should go around. Stop that easier stuff we're talking about. Peter, line 49, please.
Our life then depends on me. Endeavor little by little. The discourse is complete. When man was an embryo, his nourishment was blood. In like fashion, the true believer draws purity from filth. Through being weaned from blood, his nourishment became milk. And through being weaned from milk, he became a taker of food. And through being weaned from food, he becomes like Luqman. He becomes a seeker of the hidden gain.
Okay. A repetition, an explanation. When we are at the beginning of the book, nothing at the start, right? But he repeats this, that, remember I told you this, be careful. Do not chatter too much. Do not think. Look at it. The process is like this. At the beginning, when you're like that, like a fetus, what do you get? Blood. Is it good or bad? It's very good. Receiving something good directly is very good, because this is the way that believers will transform. A believer? How does a believer become a believer? Something will go in that fellow somehow. Comes from surrounding. And will become clean. So for first step of cleansing yourself is to become clean. And that will come to you. But when you stop that one, then you drink the milk. Then you should stop the milk to drink food. The next step is when you stop eating food, then you become Luqman. What is Luqman? The first word that every person speaking will remember after work. This fellow is his title, is Hakim. The Hikmat that we are talking about, Luqman is the master of Hikmat. He will say, this is the way it works. First, I give you some simple stuff, like the explanation, like self-analysis in book one. You get it, and okay, you become clean. Then, it's milk. We went even through that. Now we go through the food, and remember, the next step is it. Means when you are ready to stop having food, then you are hacking. You don't need to feed, because you have it all in. These are the steps that we are following. So,
if anyone were to say to the embryo in the womb, outside is a world exceedingly well ordered, a pleasant earth, broad and long, wherein are 100 delights and so many things to eat, mountains and seas and plains, fragrant orchards, gardens and sown fields, a sky very lofty and full of light, sun and moonbeams and 100 stars. From the south wind and from the north wind and from the west wind, the gardens have wedding feasts and banquets. Its marvels come not into description. Why art thou in tribulation in this darkness?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Let's say you have the power, you talk with a baby in the womb, and you will say, you see you.